Hey, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for checking out Mental Health Monday. As ever, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on board. It's been a really interesting week. And as things stand today, if you're listening on the first day that this is going out at the midpoint in July, is the first Monday of the school holidays. So that means that although working from home is officially in England, over from today, I'll still be doing the show from home, recording in my home studio, brackets, the spare bedroom with a microphone. So you'll be hearing the regular things of the house across the road that is being done up, and there's builders and loud radios that will still be going on in the background, unfortunately. Plus also have to deal with the kids, them stealing the Wi-Fi to watch YouTube videos and so on and so forth. So fingers crossed, disruption will be down to a minimum. I remember as a kid, that sort of summer holiday period, although it was only 6 weeks, if you say to a kid, this is going to be on for 6 weeks, that is literally, you've just said, until the end of time. Like, it will 6 weeks will never end. After the first week, you've still got 5 more weeks. After the second week, you're not even halfway there. The 6 weeks holiday felt like, as a kid, the longest time off you could ever have. And of course, as an adult now, you're thinking, right, what do they need for September? Where did I keep the Christmas decorations? You're skipping through the whole year. We've got to take time, haven't we, to settle down, to appreciate those moments as well, to live in those moments as well. And also to live the enjoyment that the children have of these summer breaks as well and make sure that they're ticking along. That's been one of the things that we've had to do this year because events have been so hard to come by in terms of just showing up. You know, you've got to get tickets, you've got to book slots. So I've actually done that probably for the first time ever as a parent. Almost planned ahead socially with various different things that are coming up as well. And I'd urge you, you know, to do the same, because actually it's sometimes nice to have things in the diary which are sort of like programmable and plannable with a time slot where you know where you've got to be. I find that sometimes that's helpful just to give a little bit of structure to the space. You can still do the things where you just go and do something willy-nilly, quick walk, you know, trip to the park and all those things. But sometimes I find as well having those little moments of going, all right, I know I'm doing that on that day, but what else am I going to be able to achieve that weekend? How can I fit that in around other things as well? Something we've all got to deal with. Really important conversation on the podcast today. And this kind of fits in very much with the return to, quote, normality. And I'm not going to use that phrase Freedom Day anymore because I think people started calling it that and we're supposed to have our freedoms back. But actually, quite clearly, the situation now is that for a lot of people, their freedom is taken away. You know, with so many cases of coronavirus that are sort of running rampant at the moment, the idea of moving into this free-for-all situation actually leaves people particularly vulnerable. So it's not a freedom day for them. I've heard it described as fear day. It's just the 19th of July as much as anything. But of course, the implications are absolutely huge. And again, it's almost a reminder, isn't it, to think not just of yourself during this time, but of other people as well. What can you do that's responsible to yourself, but also what is your responsibility to those people around you as well? And one of the things that we've kind of gone through now, because lockdown has been so long, has been based around ourselves and our sort of our thoughts, if you like, of how we appear. Body image is obviously a really crucial thing, and it's an issue which I think more people are starting to learn more and more about. And there's some really interesting stats that have emerged in the last week or so, just as we head into this new period of fewer restrictions, which really represents the fact that actually, because we haven't seen people in so long, and because maybe our habits have changed, and the gyms have shut, and our habits have changed in how we eat, and all of those things, we're starting to look at ourselves in the mirror and think, is this the version of myself that I want to portray to the world, you know? And we all have a little bit of something we like to work on. But if that then starts to impact on our social life, if that starts to impact on how we feel about ourselves, if that starts to impact on our mental health, that's when it can be particularly problematic. There's a new survey out from Bumble, which is a dating app, I think, which has found that 2/3 of adults, and in women it's 3/4, feel under pressure to change the way they look and get into shape at this time of year. Long periods of isolation and not solo socializing over 18 months have led to more than half of Brits feeling less confident or comfortable in their own skin. 58% of men and women are now more concerned with what other people think about the way they look, which increases to 3/4 of people under the age of 34. And also, self-esteem is a factor in 73% of adults who are now lacking confidence in putting themselves out there. Half of women and men have admitted their lack of body confidence holds them back when it comes to dating. And it's part of that, one in four people have cancelled social occasions due to body anxiety. That's a really, really sobering set of stats there. And whether you're heading out and about, whether you are feeling less secure, whether you're married or in a mask, whether you're not wearing a mask, we all have thoughts and feelings, don't we, about how we view ourselves. But when that starts to impact on our ability to get out there to socialise, it can be hugely problematic. It's a really important conversation to have. We've got body image researcher Nadia Craddock with us on the programme today. First, we're going to hear, though, from Honey Ross. Now, she's a massive advocate of body confidence as well. She's all across social media. I'll put some links as well to these guys' podcast in our own podcast information this week as well. Really great talkers, and it was a pleasure to spend a little bit of time with them to talk through the issue of body confidence and how, yeah, absolutely, it's something we've got to deal with and think about ourselves.